Welcome to Sisters in Service Podcast. Most of you know me as a strong advocate for women veterans in being recognized not only as veterans, but also as women who are changing the world through our passion of serving, even after service. This podcast is my passion by telling all the stories of military brats, military spouses, active duty, and veterans, not to forget the veteran service organizations that help us along our transition journey. I want to thank you in advance for listening. I hope that you will join me every week. A new podcast and episode comes out every Tuesday, so I hope that you will join and I hope that you enjoy. This podcast is brought to you by Small Space Pilates. Are you ready to get fit and fabulous from the comfort of your own home? Look no further than Small Space Pilates. With live online Pilates and strength training classes, a video library, and a no perfection allowed policy, you can achieve your fitness goals without ever leaving your house. Click on the link for your complimentary week and start your journey to feeling fabulous today. Hi, everybody. It's Kat Corchado, your movement specialist. And today we're going to be talking about something that happens to all of us, including myself. How do you know when you're too tired to work out? Right? It's not a lack of motivation. It's not, you say you're tired, but do you really know? Are you mentally tired? Are you physically tired? Are you both? See, your body cannot differentiate between mentally tired and physically tired. It just says, or feels, makes you feel like you're tired. So what are some ways in which you can determine whether or not you really are tired? And then we're going to talk about my 10-minute rule for that. So when you have, number one, persistent fatigue, even after working out, getting a good night's sleep and getting some good rest, you still feel tired. What about muscle soreness? Okay, so if your muscles are still sore from a previous workout, it might be a sign that your body needs more time to recover. What about lack of motivation? Now, we've talked about that a little bit, but when you're tired, the only thing you can think about is just going back to bed. That's when you know that you're really tired. But when I think of lack of motivation, you feel this strong resistance to working out, or you have a general lack of interest in any physical activity. I don't care what it is. It could also mean that you need to rest. Your body needs rest. Difficulty concentrating. So you're trying to focus. You're trying to stay alert. Coffee's not doing it, and I don't recommend that. But it might be a sign, again, that you're really really exhausted. What about increased heart rate at rest? When you're sitting or you're laying down, you start to feel your heart doing this. So it's important to listen to your body and not push yourself too hard when you're feeling excessively tired. So you may need an extra day of rest. So what are the pros and cons? Well, there are no pros. Well, yeah, no, they're all cons. of working out when you're tired. So let's say you're doing really well with your workout. You've been on track since January. And if you are, kudos to you. Congratulations, because it's a big deal. And you get up one morning and you're just tired. And you know you're tired. Whether, regardless of where it's from, lack of sleep, too, working out too hard, whatever, maybe a combination of all the above. Okay. So what are some drawbacks to exercising when you're tired? Well, first and foremost, what about increased risk of injury? It can decrease, fatigue can decrease your coordination, your reaction time. So how many times have you been on the treadmill and you kind of do a little, ooh, you know, you drag a foot or something. If you're tired, you can't recover and you can't do it quick enough. And there's a decrease in your overall physical performance. And you could increase the likelihood of accidents and strains and sprains. Again, reduce performance. When you're tired, your body may not be able to perform at its best. This can lead to poor form, which is one of my pet peeves, decreased workout effectiveness. And you get frustrated. You're like, I don't understand. I did this weight before, or maybe you went to a lighter weight and it still feels heavy. Overtraining. Exercising intensely when you're already tired can contribute to overtraining syndrome, which can lead to, on top of already feeling fatigued, decreased performance, increased risk of injury, all of the things that I just said. So when you exercise, when you are tired, there's impaired recovery. So when you don't recover correctly, exercise breaks down muscle tissue and recovery is crucial for rebuilding and strengthening. Now, I know that sounds bad. Exercise breaks down muscle tissue, but what it actually does is it rebuilds stronger, just like tearing down a house and building a stronger foundation. Exercising when tired can impede this recovery process big time, leading to even more prolonged fatigue and potential overuse injuries. Increased stress. Yes. It stresses your body. It makes your cortisol level, which is the stress hormone, go up here and stays here. Then you can't sleep and you feel stressed all the time. That's the cortisol stress hormone is one that you want to be low so you can have this feeling of feeling good after your workouts. You know, those hormones that just, them endorphins after you work out makes you feel like you've done something and you feel good about yourself. What about longer recovery time? So we've talked a couple of things about that, but also the impact on your immune system. Okay. So if you have a weakened immune system, working out while you are tired can actually exacerbate that. Meaning if, you know, you're working out and you're just on that precipice of maybe getting sick, you can get full-blown sickness right there. It will just push it right into overdrive. So overtraining when exhausted can weaken your immune system, making you more susceptible to illness and infections. And of course, mental fatigue, right? Mental fatigue is huge. You can't think. You're trying to think of someone's name that you've known forever. And you just can't think of this person's name. Has it ever happened to you? Happens to me all the time when I'm tired. Now, I will say in this 10-minute rule, I have used this for years. And I don't know where it came from. I don't know why I started it or when I started it. But I remember being really, really tired. And I got on the treadmill and I was trying to just do a warm-up. And usually I have my headphones on, I got the TV going, and I was so disinterested. And I said, let me see if I can do 10 minutes, because I was going to do a 30-minute workout. I couldn't even do 10 minutes. I could not do 10 minutes. When that happens, stop, put all your shoes, get your clothes, go home and get some rest immediately. Now, here's what happens about 90% of the time. I think I'm tired. I warm up on the treadmill. I've already warmed up and I'm starting my weight training workout. And within about 7 minutes, I start to feel really good. I'm like, oh, I feel good. So what's happening here? We're waking up the body. You know, the exercise, the mind-body connection, you wake up the mind. You get all of that stuff here out of your head, and all of a sudden, all pistons are firing. So a lot of times when I'm grappling with something, a problem, something in my business that I can't figure out, I'll go work out, and I can guarantee you that I figured it out within the time that I finish my workout. So to reiterate, you already know the signs of when you're really tired, but if you don't heed those and you go out and you try to do 10 minutes and you simply cannot do it, you can't. Stop. Just stop. And when you get home, or if you're already home, immediately reschedule your workout. Immediately. Because you know what's going to happen? You're not going to put it on the calendar. You're going to miss one workout, then two, then four, then six, and then you're going to start all over again. Nobody wants to do that. So reschedule it. Look right into your calendar and say, I can do my workout here. Make sure you're eating well, you're well hydrated, you're getting enough sleep, and then see what, how you're feeling. And then if you're not sure, do the 10-minute rule again. And I can guarantee you, you know, and you can let me know if this is working for you. I'm just going to say, let me know how this works, because it's been working for me for years. I've been in the fitness industry for almost 40 years, you guys, and this has been working for me. It's a great way for me to go, yep, not today. And so it's important for you to understand that, number one, to really tie into your body, to really have this mind-body connection where you know for sure that you're tired. And then also immediately reschedule your workout. Now, if you're working with a trainer, your trainer's going to need 24 hours, okay, cancellation. So if you think you are tired, cancel with your trainer or reschedule with your trainer if you can, okay, because you don't want that late cancellation fee. So I hope this helps in figuring out whether you're too tired to work out or not. And also, I want to let you know that I offer a free week of live classes with me. Yes, I'm doing it with you. You'll hear me whine and complain when we get to do Pilates and strength work and stretching. And you could try it for free. So reach out to me, Kat, at smallspacepilates.com. And let's have a chat. I'm not going to tie you down into anything. Let's just talk. Let's just pick a time to talk about it. Find out what you're looking to do. Find out how I can help you. Maybe I'm not your flavor. Maybe I'm not the person, but I can still help if I can. I would love to do that. So until next time, stay safe and get that workout in. So until next time, Kat Corchado, your movement specialist. Bye.